there must have been some observing in the front office of how things were progressing over there, because that agency had kind of a spotty record for some time before, in a heck of a turnover. You're probably more familiar with that than I, when you looked into what you were taking on. But boy, there was a real
Bill Elma, John Beal, Bill Hart come through. It didn't have a good reputation. And Bob Derengoski, who was then chief counsel for the commission on assignment from the attorney general, and who later became solicitor general of the state before he retired, Bob was counsel of the commission, chief counsel of the commission when I got there. And he told me himself that the after about a year of the Burns-Smith administration, if you will call it that, that the appeals were reduced by 2/3.
Is that right? That's a remarkable.
And I said, "Well, gee," I said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "Well," he said, "Marv Salmon and the other circuit judges, Louis Coash, and other circuit judges over in Ingham Circuit, which was the appeal jurisdiction from the commission's decision, had come to believe in the commission, and when you got over there, instead of the presumption being that you were wrong, the presumption was that you were right, so they'd run over there to get an injunction against the order going into effect, and most time they were denying it." He said, "Makes my job very easy." That's well, you know, we weren't playing in a gallery, we were just trying to get it right. Well, next thing we did, I think was of some usefulness, was that in the 2 years that we were together there, a little bit more, we caught the calendar up to current. We had a current calendar. We worked like dogs, and Tommy worked as hard as I did.
He later went to the Court of Appeals, didn't he?
Yeah, he retired from there just a few years ago.
Well, I suppose you must have stayed in touch somewhat.
Yeah. He's a remarkable guy.
Is he out in, where is he?
Saginaw.
Oh, is he in Saginaw?
Yeah, he's back home in Saginaw.
Well, excuse me for the interruption. Next was the Auditor General. Burns ran a little interference there, did he?
Yeah, Burnsy thought, you're the best candidate. And I hadn't even thought about it. And I told you what happened there. And he went over, he called up, he told me, either he went over or he called up, I'm not sure. And when he put this idea before Larry Farrell, Larry thought it was a hell of a good idea. And I think within an hour or two after we'd had the conversation about wouldn't it be nice to have been invited to the Auditor General, here was Larry Farrell on telephone and said, Tommy Burns or something like that, talked to me about it. He said, "I think that's a hell of a good idea. Are you?" He said, "First thing, are you interested? Second thing, will you help permit it?" Because I'd had some health problems in right on through there. So I said, "Well, I don't know. Let me talk with my doctor."
Was that your answer?
Ulcer and nerves, anxieties about doing the right thing. We worked awfully hard, and I was trying to clean up my practice in Flint. The biggest contributing factor was not the work of the PSC. I loved it. It's the best job I ever had in my life. I think I probably did as good a job there as I've ever done any place before or since. It was my practice, which I had left precipitously in response to the invitation of Williams, which I should never have realistically accepted at that time. Mm-hmm. I had a big dime store practice. I was had a lot of probate cases. I had a lot of accident cases and things. I had a lot of stuff I had to clean up. I didn't have anybody to help me. I worked nights and weekends on my private practice trying to clean it up. I went on. I damn near collapsed.